Annie Dugan is an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning. Good morning, Ms. Dugan. How are you?
I am doing great, Chris. We have a great week in art, and I have a few recommendations so that you can squeeze the last out of summer. The first event that's going on is Saturday and Sunday. It's Art in Bayfront Park. So this is a really fun art fair in a really beautiful location right in Bayfront Park, 10 to 5 on both days. And what I love about this this event is that there is such a cross-section of mediums. So there, you know, you look at the list of artists and you see it goes on and on for fiber, for pottery, for drawing, for glass, for jewelry, for mixed media, for photography. There really is a diversity of the kind of practice that people are engaged in. So definitely check that out. It's a fun way to see new artists, to see new work, and then also visit some of your favorite artists that you see around the community. So Art in Bayfront Park on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, you can do a 1-2 punch by going to the Art in Bayfront Park and then going to Bubble Fest at the Children's Museum. So you might think, why in the world is she talking about Bubble Fest on a Where's Art program? But to me, honestly, bubbles are this magical artistic thing. Like, we think of ephemerality in the art world. People have probably heard of Jeff Goldsworthy and others. But bubbles are sort of that, they encapsulate all of that. And the Children's Museum has a really robust visual arts education program. So Bubble Fest from 12 to 4, this is the 10th anniversary of Bubble Fest. You know, it takes sort of the magic wand thing and takes it to a whole entire new level. So definitely check that out. And then I have 4 movie recommendations. This is sort of, you know, a way to set up a little staycation in your home and get all of these are available on streaming services. So you can sort of, buy some tub of ice cream at the store, sit on your porch, and watch some awesome movies. The first one I love and want to recommend is Iris. And it is about Iris Apfel. It's a documentary. It was actually the last film by Albert Maysles. I can never say his last name, but he is of Grey Gardens fame. So he's an amazing documentary filmmaker. And it is a portrait of this nonagenarian fashion icon. She really took fashion into the art form level and is recognized, you know, clothes from her in the collection of MoMA and all these other museums. And we're seeing a lot now of fashion being recognized as a fine art. And I think Iris is one of those people who brought it into that realm. And what I love is that she has such joy in what she does. The great quote is, dressing up should be fun. The idea that, you know, this really should be an enjoyable thing. It should be a celebration of us as humans. And sort of paired with that, you can do a double feature with Bill Cunningham's New York. Both of these are older documentaries. Iris is in 2015. Bill Cunningham's New York is in 2010. But Bill Cunningham's New York is a documentary about Bill Cunningham, who is this New York, he worked at the New York Times. He was their fashion photographer. And what was great about him is that he certainly photographed the high society individuals, but he also did this street photography where he documented trends, fashions, just what was going on the streets of New York. He had this iconic bicycle that he would ride everywhere. He is one of these great eccentrics that you get a glimpse of eccentricities, New York eccentricities. So that's a fabulous 1-2 punch evening. And then the other one is sort of more into mystery territory. The first is called Raiders of the Lost Art, and this is actually a British documentary series, and it's talking about the true crime stories of artworks that have been stolen. So in some cases, they've been recovered, but you don't ever know if they have or not. They follow the disappearance of 8 bejeweled Fabergé eggs made by the Romanov family during the Russian Revolution. They follow artwork, you know, that was stolen during World War II. It's a really fun sort of detective series, all focused around art. And then, again, you can do sort of a double feature, because there is a really fun, provocative documentary that profiles this German art forger, Wolfgang Beltracchi. And he made millions doing forgeries. He did André Durand, Max Ernst, all these famous folks. And what's interesting is it's made by the son of Beltracchi's legal counsel. And it's from 2014, but it's a really fun look at the life of a forger, what that is, how he does it, you know, all these the fascinating art market side of things, in the sense of forgeries, thefts, and all of that intrigue. So those are a few recommendations for a nice evening out on your back porch or on your sofa.
That sounds great. Yeah, I appreciate it. That's ways to also stay inside and stay cool if you have at least today, that's for sure. So thanks so much, Annie. Yes. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan. She is an instructor at St. Scholastica in art, and she's our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning.